beats.
Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, together they call Silk Sonic. It's Car Drive, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we everywhere. Kicked off the hour with Kara Kara, KO featuring Kid X. And I've got to tell you, when I played that song, we received no less than 3 tweets about it. It may seem like, okay, that's not a lot, but hey. That's actually a lot for one particular song, because people usually just listen very passively. Uncle Shaw's like, Kara Kara still bangs, even now. And then somebody else saying, yo, KO and Kid X, Kara Kara, real lazim saw me. There was a patient saying, guys, jealous down. KO is shy, look at me, rapper, he's top. And speaking about Ug rapper, I don't know if you saw this, but The Rock, the one and only Rock, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah.
He got into a song over the weekend and he started rapping.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I suppose he was rapping, but it sounded like an actor acting as if he's rapping, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know? But this song shot up to number one.
Seriously.
Literally, yeah, it was number one in the rap charts in the US.
What?
Yeah.
Rap charts, not just
rap charts.
Wow, guys. That is such disrespect.
That's funny.
That is disrespectful. If you hear the song, you're like, no, this is child's play. There's people out there who are crafting hard.
Yeah.
And that song went to number one.
Yep. 100%.
The game is rigged.
Yeah, I mean, look, the following is strong. That guy is one of the most followed people on Instagram. At some point, I think he was the most followed person or something like that. And so it got me thinking, because I remember when Jamie Foxx released his second album. His first album tanked because nobody knew about it. It was like in the 90s, so he wasn't Jamie Foxx now, so he tanked. But after he won the Oscar for Ray, then he went and he dropped an album. I think it was called Unpredictable or something like that. I can't remember.
And
it had hits. And, you know, it was, you know, relatively successful. I think it went gold, if not platinum. But I remember him doing an interview and he was saying, people are asking me, after such a huge success in the film industry with things like Ray, why get socked in the chin? Why go out there and do music?
Wow.
It just so happens Jamie Foxx is actually good at music.
He's talented, that guy.
Yeah, I was never mad at him.
Yeah, he's talented.
But have you ever had somebody pivot to something and you're just like, what's this guy doing now? I mean, I loved you as an actor. Why are you rapping? Like Idris Elba.
Yes.
He DJs.
What?
Yeah.
Is he good though?
I don't know if he's good, but DJing you can learn. But he's got like a rap album as well and he's pop.
Oh, I remember he dropped some song called, was it Boasty? With Nicki Minaj and someone else. And
it's
I was just
pop,
like, what
pop,
is this?
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
I feel once people get to the top, they feel they can do whatever because they now have the following.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that the followers, like sheep, will just like whatever they put out. And this encourages this behavior. And then they'll put out more nonsense, which goes to number one because the followers are sheep and they'll just like whatever the person puts out because they like this person, irrespective.
Yeah. So, okay, let us know how you feel about that. Somebody is already willing to call us and talk to us. Mubulawa feels very strongly about Mary J. Blige's acting. Mubulawa.
I know you and I are going to argue about this because I remember the one time when you said, oh my God, she was so good. She's a terrible actress.
She's not.
She did a terrible job.
On 50 Cent's Power, she was good. You're a hater.
We had this argument before. She is a terrible, great singer. Great, greatest singer.
Yeah.
Horrible actress.
When are you a hater? But it's fine.
Let's just park it there.
Okay, sharp. While you're here, Mubulawa, I'll throw the cat amongst the pigeons. Yangaza and Kata Elektenjo. How about influencers that get on radio and they pop?
Yo.
Yeah?
Yo, please, right.
Let's bring it here. Aye. Let's bring it here in, manji. How?
I mean, are your friends.
I mean, you happy about Mary J. Blige?
You're interested in players.
I sell it,
like those other DJs on that other radio stations that... Let's leave it,
Susan. Yeah? All of a sudden, you shy.
I'm not going to drop names, but we know who they are. On that other radio station. You do know them. You know them.
That's funny.
Bye, guys.
Bye. So give us a shout out to Ilala Ikoda 086 00 00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp 063-688-0959. People that treat success in one specific aspect of their lives and they think it's transferable. Just like, dude, you shouldn't have done this one now.